AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. On Saturday, March Madness went bi-coastal. In Boston, Connecticut's bite was as lethal as its bark as the Huskies successfully tried to win the East Regional. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Defending national champion Connecticut is headed back to the Final Four. Donovan Clingan led the way with 22 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 3 steals as the top overall seeded Huskies surged past third-seeded Illinois 77-52 in the East Regional Final. UConn led 28-23 at halftime and pulled away with a 25-0 run to open the second half, capping a 30-0 run overall. Marcus Damask had 17 points for Illinois, which was seeking its first Final Four berth since 2005. UConn is the first defending champ to reach the Final Four since Florida in 2007.
UConn guard Cam Spencer said after racking up those 30 unanswered points, his guys could not let up.
You never know when the lead's safe, but, you know, I think at that moment we all just kind of took it in and, you know, realized that we're going to go to the Final Four and, you know, hopefully accomplish one of our goals that we set at the beginning of the year.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, Clemson and Alabama tried to get out of the West Regional. Correspondent Mark Myers was there.
Alabama is heading to the Final Four for the first time ever after taking down Clemson 89-82 in the West Regional Final. Mark Sears was the game's high scorer with 23 points, including 7 buckets from three-point range.
I'm just feeling a lot of emotions, you know, being from Alabama, the state of Alabama, and do it with this group of guys. And, you know, it's amazing.
Jaron Stevenson added a season-high 19 points as the Tide battled back after being down 13 in the first half. Clemson, playing in its first Elite Eight since 1980, was led by Joe Girard with 19 points.
Terrific theater in the women's tournament. On Monday, it'll be a rematch of last season's title game when defending champ LSU meets Iowa after both prevailed in Albany, New York to move into the Elite Eight. Louisiana State closed with a 14-2 run to vanquish UCLA 78-69. LSU star Angel Reese knew that when she sat down with foul trouble, her teammates would still get the job done.
We have a purpose, and our purpose is to get to the championship, and we don't care who scores. So yeah. I didn't lose confidence in my team. That I knew that they were going to come out and continue to do what they do because we have great players on our team.
Then the rematch was set when Iowa squashed Colorado 89-68. Caitlin Clark logged a game-high 29 points and 15 assists, then looked forward to the rematch.
Anytime you have a chance to go up against somebody you lost to, it brings a little more energy, but at this point in the tournament, every single team is good, whether you're playing West Virginia, whether you're playing Colorado, whether you're playing LSU, you prep the exact same way, you come in with the same exact mindset, and I think overall it's just going to be a really great game for women's basketball.
Meanwhile, in Portland, USC held off Baylor 74-70, and it was UConn 53, Duke 45. Back with pro basketball, hockey, and more after this. In Saturday's premier NBA matchup, the Celtics fell behind by 11 in the first quarter, but roared back to win at New Orleans 104-92. Point guard Drew Holiday was glad to see the C's right the ship.
With a team like that, where early they can get it going, hard to stop in transition, high flyers, a lot of three-point shooting. It could have gotten out of control, but I'm glad we got it under control.
Rounding out a light Saturday schedule, Milwaukee won in Atlanta 122-113, and the Magic mashed Memphis 118-88. Hockey, it was a battle of heavyweights in Denver when the Avalanche hosted the Predators. AP correspondent Dave Ferry files this report.
The Avalanche have wrapped up a playoff berth by thumping the Predators 7-4. Nathan MacKinnon had 2 goals and 2 assists for the Avs, who shook off a 2-game losing streak. Cale Makar contributed a goal and 2 assists against Nashville, which has allowed 15 goals and dropping 2 straight since an 18-game point streak.
Tonight was a good one. Obviously, we went to their building a while back and didn't play our best, so I think it was we wanted to kind of bring it here and have a little bit better game.
Eustace Onanen stopped all 17 shots he faced after replacing Alexander Georgiev, with the Avs trailing 4-2 1 minute into the second period. The Predators allowed 3 power play goals. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere, the Bruins beat Washington 3-2 in a shootout. The Sharks won in St. Louis 4-0. Ottawa prevailed at Winnipeg 3-2. The Blue Jackets got the best of the Penguins 4-3. Chicago won in Philadelphia 5-1. Tampa Bay defeated the Islanders 4-1. Carolina blanked Montreal 3-0. Toronto won by the same 3-0 count in Buffalo. The Rangers outscored the Coyotes 8-5. Edmonton clobbered Anaheim 6-1. In a shootout, Florida over Detroit 3-2. It was Dallas 3, Seattle nothing, and Calgary doubled up the Kings 4-2. Baseball. In a battle of teams with high expectations, the Yankees made it 3 in a row over the Astros, winning 5-3. Meanwhile, in other American League action, in 10 innings, it was Tigers 7, White Sox 6, Orioles over the Angels 13-4. The Rays defeated Toronto 5-1. The Guardians annihilated the A's 12-3. Twins over the Royals 5-1. In 10 innings, the Mariners outlasted the Red Sox 4-3. In interleague play, the Rangers clobbered the Cubs 11-2. Over in the National League, the Brewers got by the Mets 7-6. It was the Braves 12, the Phillies 4, Pittsburgh 9, Miami 3. The Nationals beat the Reds 7-6. The Giants outslugged the Padres 9-6. The Rockies won at Arizona 9-4. And in 10 innings, the Cardinals defeated the Dodgers 6-5. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.